And this is an event that started a couple of years ago by the World Federation of Tour Guides, Tourist Guides, and celebrated on the 21st of February every year. So it's just that the theme last year was inclusivity and accessibility. This year the theme is peace, and tourist guides as peace ambassadors. So the thing that ties in nicely with the city, the venue we're in today, we're starting our walk today. Can I just say, last year Liam Silk, the town crier, gave us a free walking tour for ourselves and operators and interested parties around Galway City, ending with a wonderful spread in the King's Head pub and their new bistro. This year we start in the university. We're doing the Italy University Trail, led by myself. And then we're going to Brendan Hines, will lead us down the canal, with the canal story. And Arthur Maguire will tell us about the Claddagh area, followed by lunch in Monroe's, where we'll be given a talk by the Kieran Oliver of the Galway Hooker Sailing Club. So that's just what we're doing. It celebrates peace, and we're just here as peace ambassadors and trying to extend the hand of friendship to visitors to Galway alike, and to showcase the best aspects of Galway. You know, the city is not just the city centre itself, the university, the canal, the West End, all that area too.
Obviously the weather isn't the greatest today, but in a place like Galway, you can't really ever let that stop you.
Well, the rain's going to subside. We're going to have windy weather now. The wind won't be just us talking, me or the others talking. The wind will be the natural element as well. I think Galway is like, there's a damp and there's a soft climate in Galway, which is attractive as well. A lot of the visitors I get from the States are from areas like New Mexico, Colorado, the warm states, the hot, the humid states. They love this soft, temperate weather. It's not cold today. It's actually just it's a good soft west of Ireland day.
Yeah. And when we talk then about tourists visiting the city and going on a walking tour, what do you think they're most impressed about in terms of what they learn about Galway?
I think from the feedback we get, the most they're impressed with is the friendliness of the people and the population. The most in huge populated cities and areas where they come from, they're not used to the friendliness, the charm, the depth of conversation they can find in places like pubs and coffee shops, and there are many of them abounding in Galway. So that's one thing. Another thing would be the actual history, because the history really goes back in depth in Ireland. It goes back, you know, thousands of, not just the archaeological and the architectural history which you see around us here in the university, but there's archaeological history as well, going back thousands of years. They love that as well.
I think Americans in particular are kind of fascinated when they visit Europe and Ireland, you know, with the ancient history, the medieval history, because they don't have that themselves.
They don't. You're talking about a country that's, 250 years old now, I think, this year. Yeah, that is, the states itself were founded 250 years ago. And they're mostly composed, the most Americans, not the Native Americans, are, of course, don't have that depth of history unless they go back to their old countries of origin. And and that's one of the themes as well. They're delighted to explore their countries of origin. That's why a lot of Irish Americans come here. Yeah, you're correct there. They wonder at the extent of history and the depth of history in this country, yeah.
Yeah. And then finally then, I mean, obviously we can talk about American tourists and tourists from abroad, but even for people who are from Ireland and even from Galway itself, they might be surprised what they might learn in these tours.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're not exclusively for foreign visitors. The domestic market is huge in Ireland as well. Domestic tourism is worth a fortune to Galway City as well. We cater for everybody. We show people, you know, around, if you go around the streets of Galway on a walking tour, every turn and twist has an anecdote or a story or a funny story, a humorous story. We relate that as well. People who might be interested in the really historical kind of stuff, they can do other stuff, the whiskey trails, food trails. I myself do a James Joyce trail, as the 1916 Rising Trail in Galway, all that kind of stuff. So it's not just the history as well. There's the other sort of aspects of the Irish culture, which Irish people themselves might want to find out about. Stories, anecdotes, all that kind of stuff.